The decline in honeybees can be blamed on a number of factors, like disease, insecticide and pesticide use, and stress from being moved around the country to pollinate different crops. In Wisconsin, commercial honeybees are trucked in to help with the apple and cranberry harvests. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, there are 2.5 million honeybee colonies nationwide. Almost 70 years ago, there were 6 million. Now, the USDA wants to give at least $8 million to farmers and landowners in five upper Midwestern states, including Wisconsin, who set aside land to grow wildflowers and other plants. UW-Madison Department of Entomology professor Claudio Grattan says creating honeybee-friendly habitats is just one of the many tools that could get the pollinators thriving once again.
We could start thinking about diversity in landscapes as something we want to actually enhance and maintain. You know, having more diversified farms could be one of the next steps that comes from taking the lessons that we learned from incorporating pollinator habitat into our current landscapes.
Grattan says adding more of these habitats will also help Wisconsin's 500 native bee species. He says the habitats can draw the pollinators in, and they'll eventually visit nearby crops. It's still unclear how much money Wisconsin landowners could get and what rules they'll have to follow under the program. The Wisconsin State Farm Service Agency office says it'll have more details later this week. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.